Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the host of The Lockdown. It's Zach Danger and number 12.
And welcome back to another episode of The Lockdown.
The Lockdown.
I am your host, Zach Danger.
And I am number 12.
And this is the first time we are recording digitally.
Yeah, this is cool. I wonder if people will be able to tell. I don't think people can tell so far. I don't know.
I don't think they can tell by the sound, but hopefully we can sync everything up and it'll be nice. But the quarantine still continues here in New York City. I know that we talked about this last time. Andrew Cuomo made up this new law thing and you're not supposed to go outside anymore. But I was telling you, Mike, I went out yesterday and people are fucking partying. People are outside doing shit, man.
Who was out doing what?
Like, just like local people, just like out walking. Like, you were saying that you can't even walk in groups of two anymore. I saw a lot of couples walking outside.
Yeah, you're not supposed to. You're not supposed to walk in groups of two or anything. But I mean, that's why we're all going to die, because people don't take it seriously. So
it's really quite crazy. And I actually saw like a Twitter post of some musician who got it recently, and he was like, "Listen, I was one of those stupid idiots who didn't take this seriously. Now I have coronavirus, so let that be a lesson, young Gen Zers."
I feel that people are constantly going back and forth between being scared of the coronavirus and then secretly rooting for the coronavirus. And you know what I'm saying? Like, you're just like, people are so dumb. We're so dumb. And then you're like, oh no, like, you know, we should all stay safe. But then people are so dumb, you know?
Yeah, I do have like, I definitely want to stay safe, but I do have moments of like, I have these rebellious tendencies where I'm like, yo, fuck this. I'm going to like go outside and like hang out for a little bit, you know? Like, I haven't done it, but I definitely like, it's just hard to keep people inside, man. I don't think it's an American thing. I was talking to my mom and she said that her friends in Japan are like skiing now, you know? They're like, we were going crazy in the house, so now we're skiing. They're very privileged people. But I mean, you know, like, it's just, I don't think that unless they get tanks out on the street, which has been my idea since day one, I don't think it's going to happen, man.
I like that. Is that how you're going to run your platform? Vote for Fumi. He wants tanks on the streets.
Dude, if you don't get tanks on the street, no one's going to listen, man. But
no, wait, man. People, if there's tanks, people are going to be running up and trying to take selfies with the tanks. It's going to be a disaster. Yeah. It's going to be a PR nightmare.
How are you holding up? Are you doing okay? I mean, you're still dancing on TikTok. I see you every morning.
Still dancing on TikTok. Still doing this crap. I told Gina the other day that it's to the point where, you know how I'm always saying like, oh, I'm in my 30s now, I'm so tired. And everybody was always saying that, like, oh, yeah, I can't wait to cancel plans. Remember, everybody used to be like, let's cancel plans and stay in on the couch. Well, how wonderful that is. And now we're getting like more of it than we could ever possibly have ever wanted. Now, what on my quarantine bucket list is like ultra clubbing. I want to go like crazy. Crazy, like ridiculous Miami pitbull clubbing, you know? I want to like, do like a bunch of cocaine, you know, and like pay too much money to go to, you know, a nightclub where it's like $80 for men and like $5 for women. I don't care. I want to go out. I'm so tired of this crap, okay? I'm going to like do the thing like when I was young and like go out at like midnight, you know? Because I just, I haven't been able to, I go to sleep every day like a 10, you know?
Damn, do you really mean that?
I do. Yes. I don't think I'll do it. I don't think I would do it more than once.
Yeah.
But I think I would do. I think that first weekend, people are going to be going stupid.
Dude,
you know?
that's what I was thinking. That I was literally saying this earlier. I was like, that first weekend when we're allowed to go back out, that whole week is going to be like New Year's Eve. People
it's
are
going to
be fucking
nuts.
Horny. People are going to be getting fucking drunk. People are going to be in they're going to be like just in such a good mood, making out on the streets. It's going to be crazy, dude.
We're going to be doing comedy and somewhat, you know, I think the rooms will be packed and hilariously everyone will suck. You know, and it'll be crazy. And then like I'm going to go this is the weird thing, I've been able to like save money because like we're, you know, you can't spend money, you can't do anything, there's no money. You know, you can't buy stuff. So I'm going to use all that money. I'm going to help the economy. I'm going to, you know, they just announced that they're going to give everybody $1,200. I'm going to take that. We're buying drugs, okay? We're going to go.
Do we get that? Do you and I get that?
It depends how much money you make.
Oh.
Yeah.
But if you have a job, they're not going to give it to you, though.
No, if you make, I think if you make under 100 grand, you'll get money.
Whoa, dude. Yeah. That's like a lot of people.
I mean, it's supposed to be for most people, so, you know.
Oh, shit. Okay, I'm gonna have to register for this. I have not been paying attention.
You don't have to
like
do anything.
Nice.
Are you a citizen?
Yeah, you're just going to send it to me?
They just send it to you. Oh, you weren't here when, people don't remember, but, you know, during the last recession, they just cut everyone a check. I mean, literally one day you went to your mailbox, it's mailed to you, which is hilarious. Like you just look in your mailbox and there was a check from the government for whatever, $500 or $600. That was, the last time they did this. They just gave everybody
That's
money.
That's it?
Last time they did. And everybody, it was really dumb because everybody either saved it, they saved the money because it was a recession, or, I mean, what can you do with $500? Like back then, I guess you could buy like, you couldn't even buy a TV. You could kind of buy a TV. It was stupid.
Yeah.
It was like ridiculous.
Or, you can take that money and take five of your boys to Miami for clubbing.
Yo, yes. We're going to organize this trip. I'm going ultra clubbing, okay? I don't give a shit. Yeah, so.
Well, listen,
You've been doing something. What's going on, you know?
Yeah man, I'm the quarantine, you know, it's we're all cooped up in here. We're all feeling a little emo. We're feeling a little vulnerable, you know? Feeling a little soft, and I think it's bringing people together, right? Like yesterday, my mom called me on WhatsApp, and
like on purpose.
On purpose, yes. So I was more annoyed, and she doesn't call me that often. Maybe like once a year, she'll try to call me, but usually I'm like out doing comedy, and I hit decline, and I just text back, and I'm like, hey, I'm busy. Like, what's up?
Yeah,
that's what usually happens. But, you know, I'm not doing anything. And, you know, I was just on my couch watching a movie. So I was like, okay. So I picked up and I was thinking about, I haven't talked on the phone with my parents for like 7 years.
Oh my God.
At least 7 years on the phone.
For
sure.
7 years. Sure. So, so many people, I think, are using the phone, you know, like actually using it to call someone or FaceTiming, I guess. But yeah, for sure, man.
Yeah, so, and then we ended up talking for like an hour, and it was like kind of nice in like a embarrassing way.
Dude, I remember, I remember that episode when you said you wanted to talk to your mom. What did you guys talk about? So,
she was
how's
like,
school? Like something like that.
Was, you know, she opened up with some like nice Chinese racist stuff, you know, just some, you know.
So warm. So classic.
Like, classic, like, oh, they're eating bats kind of shit. And I was like, haha, you can't say that. You know, we're just warming up.
Yo, I love that because like for reals on my family's like really big, like family group chat. Yeah. Just a little couple of little slides into some, you know, they'll say it to each other in Vietnamese too, you know, like I don't pick it up.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, I mean, you talking know, some Chinese shit.
Bro, that's how Asian people warm up, bro.
That's how we say hello to each other in different languages. Have you, do you hate Koreans? You know, like that's how you say hello. Yeah.
But, you know, I got a little, like, I was being nice, but I got a little woke on them. And I was like, hey, man, like, you can't really say that because I have a lot of Chinese American friends. And I was able to educate them a little bit. And they were like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. So I made them, look, I'm making every Japanese person a little less racist. That's a pretty big thing.
No, they talked afterwards and they were like, we've lost him.
He lost his way.
He's no longer Japanese.
he's taking their side.
Okay, so that's good. We talked to your mom and dad, or just mom?
Well, it was my mom at first, and then I asked if my dad was home, and then she put it on speaker, and then he was like pumped to talk to me, because I mean, my dad, he's like never home, so I haven't talked to him even longer, probably like 9 years on the phone, you know?
Oh shit.
So it was a world record. It was really crazy. And,
that's crazy.
As I was doing it, I was like, I can't believe I'm doing this. And then Maria walked in the room and she was like, what is happening? Who are you talking to? Yeah.
You're speaking Japanese, then, I assume.
I was speaking Japanese. That was kind of nice. Actually, it was funny because we were talking, and then like one of the first things they said, they're like, oh my God, your Japanese is so much better than your sister. I don't know what the fuck she's talking about.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was your sister's always not as good as yours, or was it used to be good?
You know, it's so weird because we're only 1 year apart, but that I think that year made like a really big difference.
Yeah.
Like foundation wise, because I just went to school 1 year longer than her in actual Japan.
For sure. Yeah.
But yeah. It's not as good as mine, for sure.
So you've been talking about how, you know, you're talking to your parents. I only imagine the Japanese people talk to each other like extremely formally, like kneeling down, you know, with like, you know, you're both like slowly sipping sake, just quietly, like, you know, like, how are the Western provinces doing? You know, like sip, tiny sip. And then the other, you know, the older one is like, oh, very well, thank you, older brother. You know, like, you know?
Yeah.
And then like at any moment, just like the sword comes out and the blood splatter. Second, you guys are both ready to just ching, you know, and then the blood splatter, you know, and then you're like, you are honorable.
No, it's like the Kurosawa film. It's like, and then yes, you just fall.
Yeah, so everybody falls down. That is the only conversation that Japanese people, just a very quiet, you know, like chrysanthemum blossom, the sun sets, yo, and the fish jumps.
Yo, if every Japanese phone call has to have a haiku and a death, that's how that shit works, man.
I don't know how you guys get anything done with your constant killing. So.
But you know what was kind of nice, you know, but I was like, they were a little concerned about like, they're like, are you still working? Like, do you have insurance? Like, shit's crazy right now. I was like, yeah, I have insurance, and I was telling them about like my new comedy job, and I thought they were gonna like say some shit about it, but they're just like, that sounds really cool, man. And wow. I told them how much money I was making. You know, it's not like that much, but they're like, that sounds like a lot for just like laughing all day. And I was like, you know, that's a very good way.
Fumi, that's what they think you do all day long, is just laugh all day.
Laughing.
Our son has an IQ of 105 and it just laughs all day long. Good.
That's
Fumi.
Comedy.
Here's a ball.
Yes. Yeah. They like don't understand what I do.
No, but that's cool though. I'm glad. That's sick.
Yeah. So that was like, no, that was good. And, you know, I think people who like don't talk to their parents often, it's just, you know, it's like peeling off a bandage. Just that first part is awkward.
It is weird. Yeah.
But then once you peel it off, you're like, oh, the skin has healed, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I got to I didn't talk to my dad. I don't talk to him very much, but he did text me, which is like pretty good, you know.
Yeah.
And we texted like more than 3 times. So that was cool. And
did he attach a haiku or what?
We don't have poetry in Vietnam. He sent me a racist Chinese meme, you know? That's what. No. I was like, oh yes, Dad, I'll miss you too, Dad. Miss you too.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
No, it was cool. We checked, but I think people are nervous. I think one thing too is that like, I don't know how, maybe some anals can tell us, but like, you know, in New York, it's on the news, it makes it seem that like New York is like under this crazy zombie apocalypse style thing, you know, where everything is, you know, because it's like they're saying the epicenter is in New York City, and we've got like a ton of cases. We got way more than any other place and any other city. Mm-hmm. And so I think people are like seeing like, oh yeah, my son who loves to laugh lives in New York City. And I better call him, you know, like, oh yeah, he's still a moron.
Oh,
you know?
But his
Japanese is super good.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. I think they saw the news and they're like, oh shit, like all the cases are in New York City. I probably should call him because he's my son.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, because I'm getting like a lot of messages from like some friends who I haven't talked to in a while, or like I don't regularly talk to. You know, my cousin who I like never talk to, you know, sent me a message, and that was, you know, it was nice. It was is nice, and this is it's a good thing, you know. So
yeah,
it was cool.
Hey, it took a if it takes a pandemic to unite us, then so be it.
to have a 1 hour Japanese conversation that doesn't end in bloodshed. Yeah.
The next thing I want to talk about is our next segment. It's quarantine love.
Oh yeah.
How are you guys? How are you guys loving? And you know, I think a lot of listeners knew that I was in an open relationship for like 2 weeks, and then this shit happened.
Yeah, God was like, nah, son.
Yeah. To your point. I just got fucking stuffed by God, dude.
Yeah. No, man. That's funny.
Yeah, I was trying to write a joke that was like, being in an open relationship during the quarantine is like ... You know, I was trying to figure out like analogy for that, but it's really like, I mean, you know, we're not in one right now. Not that I could be in one by choice, but like, you know, for germ's sake. But yeah, man. I mean, I think, I don't know. What do you think God is punishing me? What do you think about that? You think God's involved?
Yeah, man. I feel God doesn't care about you. And
that's probably true.
It's probably true. He's got other things to worry about right now. Then is Fumi getting his dick wet? Let's see, climate change or Fumi getting laid? No,
not even laid. Just like little makeout sessions.
A little makeout. Yeah. But let's talk about being Asian. You know, so I think it's cool. Now I do think it's tough. If people are talking about how there's going to be like a boom, you know, like a baby boom or something like that, because like everybody's at home, everybody's horny, or you know, you got bored, you know, you got to spend 5 minutes to do something, so you might as well hit it. And ladies, if you're lucky, hey, take it easy, okay? That's something special just for you, toots, you know.
Yeah,
so there could be like a little, I wonder, you know, maybe in 9 months, when is that now? It's March now, so like around December, you know. Yeah. Or is that right? Yeah, I don't know, whatever, January. Yeah. Maybe, you know, get a little like spike in the babies, a bunch of kids all named funny names, and they could be out here. So
dude, that's like that's very, very, that you're, I think you're onto something, man. And but I will say, as you know, we're both in, you know, long-term relationships. We've been with our partners for a long time. You know, are you like, are you horny? You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
Like more than the average amount. Like, do you think being cooped up makes you more horny?
No, I
don't think it does either. I'm at a regular pace, baby.
You know what it is too, is that like I'm still like working and stuff like that, and like working from home, and a lot of spicing things up. I feel like I'm on like a Marie Claire commercial or article now, you know, where they say like, how do you spice things up? And they always say stuff like, try it in a new place, you know, go to like a sexy vacation, like go wear something cute or something like that.
Yeah,
we don't have, you know, when you're in quarantine, you have none of those things. There is no there is no like new special place, because you've been in your one room apartment for like fucking 10 days. There's no corner of it you don't know that's like, oh, we haven't done it on top of the TV stand, you know, like this is like, it's the same shit. And so, you know, like and like, you know, nobody's like dressing cute, you know, we're barely putting on sweatpants. Nobody is like out here, you know, trying new, you know, new things or lighting candles, way too dangerous. So I feel true. That you know, I feel that if you're out there, you know it's still going, you know, I think as much as you can expect, and I can only imagine how tough it is for other people.
I know, but I have a question here for you that I'd like to ask, and I want the anos to know. Are you finding time to masturbate, and if so, when are you doing that? Because now your wife is your coworker.
that's true. Yeah, I have to like sneak it in different places.
Oh jeez.
Yeah. Oi. Oi. Hey baby, don't ask the question if you can't handle the answer, you know? So What about you? You're lucky. You got a room there. You have. I've seen your studio. Your like little kind of recording studio / editing bay.
Oh, you think I'm just doing it in here,
dude? I'm pretty sure you're just like, oh, don't come in, Maria. I've got to edit this podcast. You know, like, don't come in. Oh, I've got
nothing
a bunch
going
of
on. Nothing going on here. Yeah. Oh, what's I gotta look sound? Up. It's Mike. Mike's being weird.
I gotta look up these porn clips in order to put it in. Ha funny.
Yeah, right. So she Maria goes like to the supermarket a lot. I don't go at all. She just does it all. And she goes on walks and stuff. So like if she's gone for 5 minutes, I'm just like, whatever I'm doing, I just drop it and I get it done. But
hey, five minutes. Hey.
Hey, hey, 5 minutes. Hey.
Hey, hey. If you're lucky. If you're lucky.
If you're lucky. but it's so funny. Yesterday she bought a white noise machine because she's gonna be doing telepractice for speech pathology.
And
like,
okay.
I also need to like be in here like, you know, video conferencing with my coworkers and stuff like that. So we didn't want to hear each other. So she got that white noise machine. So now she doesn't know what I'm doing in here. Like she can only hear me mumbling, right? So I got more freedom.
Yo, what a great ad campaign for white noise machines.
White noise machine. Quarantine? Horny?
Yeah. Yo, you trying to jerk it? Why not use... They should have white noise on Pornhub. Where they just
they
have...
They really should.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they should just have porn, but then instead of like, bow, chicka, wow, wow, they just have...
Oh, yeah. That's so funny. I would like... open that in a new tab and just keep that on a loop.
Yo.
And then play my other clips.
Yo. That's why you listen to The Lockdown, folks. That's why you listen to The Lockdown.
That's right. It gets crazy. It gets real raw in Lockdown, baby. I can't help it, baby. This is who I am now. Hey,
lucky,
5 minutes.
If you're lucky.
They call me Zach 5 minutes danger. You know what I'm saying?
Number 12 does not need sex. No. Okay. Let's go on to this race news here. Just as we wrap this episode of Lockdown.
That's right.
They passed the $2 trillion stimulus thing, and Trump is really trying to open up this economy. The headline is Trump considers reopening economy over health experts' objections. So as the United States enters week two, I'm reading from the article in the New York Times, of trying to contain the spread of the coronavirus by shuttering large swaths of the economy, President Trump, Wall Street executives, and mainly conservative economists began questioning whether the government had gone too far and should instead lift restrictions that are instead inflicting deep pain on workers and businesses. Yo, it is crazy. And like, you know, after they released this $2 trillion bailout, I think the markets were up. I think the last time I checked, it was up like 4 or 5%, which is not a lot, but like something. And I don't know. What do you think, man? Do you think like it's crazy? It's funny to me that Trump is trying to like open it up, because even if Donald Trump was like, all right, everybody go out there and go Asian clubbing or whatever, go nuts. I mean, I'm not going out right now, dog. You know?
Yeah, dude. But okay, here's the thing. I was thinking about that, and you know, that's because you and I are like, not idiots. Like, we are idiots, but there's like different tiers of idiots. We're not top tier idiot. Like, I swear to God, if the head of the country said that in public or like on TV, you'd be surprised how many people in America would. Because I know, I always say like the president of the country is like the mother or the father of the country, right? If you fucking say it, people are gonna fucking do it. And not everyone's gonna listen to their own parents, because like I think when you get to a certain age, you're like, mom, I think you're wrong. But there's a lot of people who are just like, okay, he said it's cool, so it must be cool. Like, he must have done all the research, right? So I think that's harmful.
That's a good point. That's a great point.
And also like, What's really scary and really fucked up is like, and this is also happening with the Olympics too, but this is all about getting reelected, right? He doesn't want to try to run for reelection when the country's in a recession. That makes him look bad, right?
Oh, yeah, so true. Yeah, absolutely.
It's just like all these personal agendas. So like, it really, he doesn't give a fuck if you live or not. You
know right. Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. I mean, like, you know, we've basically erased his whole, all the gains he's made in the last three-ish years, who completely been gone, all wiped out now, right? And now we're at like, I think the Dow's at 20,000 or something like that. And so that's basically what it started at. So like within like a month, it all went away. I wonder too if like, because if he says it's cool, but then the governors can tell like different people, like it'll be like conflicting messages. So people, yeah, some people go out and then like, you know, are we supposed to, or are we not supposed to? Hey, I want to go Asia. I'm trying to go clubbing. All right, I want to. Okay. But yeah. I don't want it to be the last thing I do, you know?
But this is what's, you know, what's hilarious is like all these fucking conservative economists or whatever you want to call them. They're just like, well, we can't like shut it down forever. And mm-hmm. it's like, bro, it is day 11. It's not forever. It's not forever.
Yeah,
you know what
dude.
I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Like we just made it to double digits. Like, can you just fucking chill for a second? You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it is. It is crazy because like, I don't know how we got through like bad shit before in this country. Do you know? Like, I'm, you know, yeah. like we went through World War II or, you know, and this, you know, world wars and civil wars and all sorts of stuff, but like, you're right, it's like the second week and people are like, but my money. You know,
yeah.
like, just wait a second, can you wait a second, you know?
I know, it's really, but like, I know, but that said, like, what do you think about this though? Like, there, this is the one thing that I do think they are maybe right, and even if they're right, I don't know if we should act on it, but like, with all these businesses going out of right, they're not, they're laying off their workers. I just read something about how the boba guys, they laid off like, or like they closed 17 of their shops and they're like, we don't have any money to go on past Memorial Day.
Yep.
We're not that kind of business, so like, let's just say we go into June, when we come back in August or October, whenever it may be, there's not going to be a boba guys, right? There's not going to be all these businesses. So like, what do you, like, what do you, that's what's conflicting to me is like, yes, I think like, yes, fuck Trump, like we all want to live, but what about these businesses and things that are not going to exist when we come back?
Yo, for, I mean, for reals, like, I mean, I don't think anybody is against, you know, the stimulus, a stimulus package and like bailouts and, you know, stuff like that. Like, yeah. I think everybody's into that, you know? And it's yeah. but it's like it's like there's a right way to do it and a wrong way to do it. You know, you saw like that lieutenant governor from Texas who was like, you know, grandparents want to have their kids have a good economy and they're willing to sacrifice their lives in order for this to happen.
He said that?
Yeah, it's crazy.
What the fuck?
And you know, I mean, it is, there are some scary numbers. Like in this article, it says that like, you know, the economy could shrink in this quarter by 30% and unemployment could go up to 13%. That's a crazy number. That's like,
yeah,
that's like a Great Depression style numbers and shit like that.
Great Depression style.
Yo, we're bringing it back.
Style.
Great Depression style. You know, Gangnam style. Yeah. Yeah, it's, but like, I think it's, you know, to like talk about the boba guy thing, like you need to have the money to, you know, you need to have the economy. This is, see, you can tell how stupid I am because I don't know what I'm talking about, but like there I think there is a smart way to like restart the economy, yeah. One that, like, the thing is, you have to, I think people have to realize is that like if we don't have we don't keep the curve down, if we don't like flatten the curve and we like are losing like 2,000 American lives a day.
Yeah.
You know, that's going to hurt the economy, you know? Yeah, like,
yeah, less workers.
Know? Yeah, yeah. Less workers, less, like, people aren't going to be like, let's go clubbing, let's go party, you know, when, like, yeah, there's, like, yeah, death yeah. rates that are going like this. And, like, and don't forget, too, like, the health system will collapse. That's sort of the thing. It's like,
yeah.
you know, you don't want to, you can't make it seem like, well, you know, we'll lose some people and we'll make the trade-off of just like being in business. Like, you know, well, there's not, I think there's a, people make it out to seem like there's a binary that you got to do one or the other. But like, really, they need to go kind of, they kind of go together because, again, you're seeing a lot of people dying. You can't like, you know, like I was thinking about this before, like what if I like broke my leg right now? You know, if you like got, if you broke your leg,
sorry.
No, really, like
you're fucked.
Would you go to the hospital? You know, you just be like, I'm just gonna have to walk this off because like I can't,
dude,
go to the hospital.
I heard that Maria's friend is pregnant, and the hospital that she was gonna go to told her that they can't take her because they're gonna use the pregnancy section, the maternity section, for coronavirus victims. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, This is a real thing. Like, there's not a bed for you, you know?
That's the thing, is that, like, so, you know, if you if you restart the economy in this way and people get sick and the thing spikes and it's like as bad as it gets, then you can't, you won't have an economy, you know, afterwards. Yeah. And it'll just be even worse because like now everybody's sick. This goes on for a long fucking time. There's like a fucking disaster, you know, that's sort of the thing. So it's like you do this thing for a little while so that you can have like a better recovery after. At least that's been the thinking.
I mean, that's true. Like if people are dying, like thousands of people are dying every day, like you and I, we're not going to go clubbing.
Yeah, we can't. I'm trying to, I want to go
clubbing. Can you imagine what kind of a fucking asshole you would look like if the thousands of people are dying every day and you and I are like in suits blasting Pitbull on a road trip into Miami? People fucking shoot us.
No, dude. Exactly. So stay home, take it easy, and I can't wait to get more boba guys. Those are the dudes at Canal Street Market. So we're gonna be up in there.
Yeah, man. So yeah, no more bubble tea. People are dying. So remember that before you step outside to hang out. Stay the fuck inside, and that's what the lockdown is about. So thank you so much for listening. Our Patreon is patreon.com/AsianNotAsianPod.
Yeah, speaking of money, use some of that $1,200.
Yeah, we know you got $1,200.
We know you got $1,200.
Son of a bitch.
Sons of bitches. No, people have been real nice, and people have been continuing to contribute, which is awesome. We love it, and trust us, the money. We're using the money for this shit. We're not going clubbing yet.
We're not going clubbing.
We're not going clubbing yet. So we're using it for this, and it does help. So thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you so much, and we'll see you. We'll see you guys next week, man.